Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
You know, I find that almost everything we're talking about is just almost like as if it's a vortex and it's coming together, it's swirling together, and you're starting to see it just kind of congeal into the middle. Look, I understand life is a complete web and everything is interlinked.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, just all the topics you brought up, and I'm not going to get deep into each of them. I'm just going to let's spitball some things here you're talking about. But, you know, you have, a lot of centering is around Ukraine and who's really running this country. And more, you know, we think we've all known it's the military-industrial complex at its core. You know, I've always known it's there. I've never been obtuse to it. I watched Eisenhower's speech, you know, way back, in the 1990s when I first learned about it before the internet. I remember somehow I found it. And we've covered on the show for newcomers. We've played the Eisenhower speech a couple times. We just let it ride, a whole 14 minutes, whatever, here on Freedom's Phoenix, because it's that important. With that said, you know, it's as if that, however, is the driving engine of everything, as far as the economy, the secret economy that began to get to all this blacklisted stuff where you just have an open check for military hardware that, you know, well, you can't put on the books because it's all top secret, national security. It's to keep you safe, Ernie. So, of course, that sets a pattern up. You know, the idea that we used to be a country, like most countries, where if there was a war, then companies would turn around and start making war products for the war. So Ford Motor Company made Model T cars. And then if there was a war, then they would turn off a couple assembly lines to start making Jeeps. You know, and of course that was their war effort. And we've never had companies that were 100% designed just for war. That's sort of a new concept that a lot of people are not aware of. You know, all these defense contractor companies that are essentially working arms of the government. You know, they really are the government because of the board of directors and all, but they're held at arm's length by being a private company, and they play that game, which leads into the whole, you know, UFO stuff, but we'll get into that maybe later. But no, it's all of a sudden we have companies that are 100% into making products for war. So, like you know, whereas Ford could go back to making Model T Ford cars, you know, a Jeep or company or something that makes tanks all day or aircraft carriers, I mean, that's your job. And you need to make more of them. You need to have a reason to exist, which is the biggest problem with government is that, you know, whenever a new law or something's on the books for a politician, they have to have a reason to exist. So that has been, I think, the driving force, and we could go all sorts of links to this, whether it's the ballooning of the economy, our foreign policy issues, many of the so-called conspiracies out there of with Eisenhower, a war guy, right? The guy is General Eisenhower. Nobody knew war better than him, and he was the one who announced and illuminated and warned the American people as he was walking out the door, mind you, hey, We have a big problem here, people. And then, of course, JFK gets in and he starts to follow up on what Eisenhower is saying. He starts resisting the Vietnam War. You know, he's the peace hawk who tries to tone down the Cuban Missile Crisis, right? Everything you're talking about, just like what Trump is dealing with today. And you turn around and you try to push for peace or try to tone down the temperature, right? And then the system comes after you, right? The system that claims they're for peace, and they're not, right? And they will take you out. And somehow JFK suddenly, mysteriously, is not here, or at least, he gets shot by a lone gunman. So all of this just keeps circling around. Then we have with Ukraine, which is the new push. We'll maybe talk later for fun. We tend to, on the show, we're talking a little bit about the UFO issue just because the government has admitted some of it, and there seems to be some connection with all of this, with Senator Marco Rubio interviewing, kind of taking the lead on this from the government perspective. We'll touch on that later, but, you know, some of the defense contractors and some of the government people were saying that there is a real push for this disclosure, but the disclosure that they want over this UFO thing isn't for Americans or humanity to finally wake up and see something different. It's the fact that certain defense contractors apparently had like buddy-buddy agreements, and they had access to some of this technology, whatever it is everyone's arguing over. But the problem now is that many, as it's becoming more mainstream, that other companies, including other defense contractors, didn't get in on the action. And so it's been a kind of a monopoly of certain government agencies. And now apparently you have new technology companies, big tech companies, all these new tech companies are saying, wait a minute, if this really exists, and apparently during the grapevine out there, they all seem to know this, so they're hearing more about it. They're saying, hey, you know, we want in on this for our own, because it's an unfair business advantage, right? So this seems to be what's driving a lot of this interest. It's not about, some philosophical thing on humanity. It's companies that want in, and probably, unfortunately, is that if this is all true, then eventually these larger companies might have a way in. The government says, fine, we'll let you all have a piece of the pie here. Just let's just not go mainstream on this, and the whole thing gets scuttled away. But one of the things that's been talked about is that many of these people in government regarding, spending more time and effort looking into this issue, is that they're being sidetracked, they said, because of Ukraine. They said, we'd like to talk and get into this, but our all of our attention is being pushed on Ukraine and China. And they have said to some of these government people that we will be in war in the next 2 years, full-on war with China and or with Ukraine. Like, that they're actually just, that they just said they're buying their time. They know this is a setup that eventually we will be there. And so that's taking their attention and their monies, which is taking away from this UFO thing. Furthermore, then we will definitely talk about Sound of Freedom. I saw it on opening night, but that whole deal deals with child trafficking. And child trafficking is, of course, from around the world. We're dealing with the poorest border. We're seeing child trafficking everywhere, but guess where we tend to see it? And it's been hitting the news the last, 6 months, a year, is that it's coming from Ukraine. Because wherever you have war-torn areas, you have all these orphans, and you have an infrastructure that's been destroyed.
Ooh, and white, pretty Ukrainian, children with, blonde hair and high cheekbones.
Yeah.
Oh, that's we need a war just to do that.
Top price, exactly. And so what I was saying is that, and I can keep going, but there's this whole, and then the culture crisis, which we'll talk about. One of our favorite pet topics is Disney, because they're the canary in the coal mine of the culture wars on all different areas, because they are pushing the culture that we're all fighting over right now. The destruction, the self-immolation, essentially, of Western society by our own people from the ignorance, and it's a cultural revolution. And it's being pushed by these companies, and the companies are pushing it for different reasons. A lot of them are the ESG scores, which brings into the economy again. But you're seeing this kind of the collapsing of all these media companies, and that's what they are. I mean, it's Warner Brothers and Paramount and Disney, which of course we highlight, but other companies are going through the same thing. And just to do a quick highlight, is that Indiana Jones, and we've talked in the past about all the failures of Disney alone. They have not had one hit, not one movie, not forget a hit. They haven't had a movie to even make money in the last 2 years. I mean, the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 just broke even. Every movie is not just a loss, but a colossal loss. And they keep getting bigger and bigger in their loss. And Indiana Jones is going to go down as one of the greatest collapses and flops in history. It's up there with Ishtar. I mean, we're talking about a level. And this is we'll get into this more later. But here's the kicker. It's Disney, a constant failures, but they destroyed another franchise. This movie, it cost over $350 million, and they're only admitting up to $295, but we all know it's over $350. That doesn't even include the marketing. This movie needed to make close to $1 billion to actually make money on it. And it's, I mean, it's not even, it will never do that. It only made a little over a hundred million globally, including China and everywhere, in 5 days. Now, here's the kicker. We'll talk about Sound of Freedom later, but Indiana Jones, after on the third day or fourth day out, on the 4th of July, remember, this movie was supposed to own 4th of July weekend. Own it. I mean, that was position. No one wanted to be around that movie because it would be a colossal success, is what they figured. Especially 4th of July. It's like the one day of summer. Everyone goes to the movies. Not only did nobody go to see the movie that beat Disney's own Indiana Jones indie movie was another, I'm being a little punny here, indie movie, meaning an independent movie, which was Sound of Freedom through Angel Studios. Right? It actually made more money. It made $14 million in one day, right? For that weekend versus Disney. Now on that weekend, I want to make this too much into the numbers right now. Indiana Jones made only $11 million, right? And Sound of Fear of Freedom made $14 million. So this independent movie made more money than Indiana Jones. The Sound of Freedom cost $14 million to make. So it basically made its money back in one day. And here's the real part, which kind of ties a lot of this together. A lot of people don't know this. There's a lot to this story, and we'll get into the movie later. I'm going to give a throwback to Ernie because unpack some things we're talking about. But just so you guys know, this Sound of Freedom, which every one of you needs to watch, this movie is one of those cultural milestones that we hit once in a while as a country. And I think it's even going to lead into the campaign of Donald Trump about building the wall, because the whole point was about the porous wall and what's going on. And there's even a video going around right now, Tim Ballard, who's the guy this movie is based upon, his true story. And he was in the Oval Office with Donald Trump talking about the need of the wall, talking about these stories a few years ago when Trump was president, and talking about how necessary it is. So forgetting about whether you want a wall or not, I'm just saying a lot of these things are going to come together. But this movie, Sound of Freedom, was created by an independent movie company, and it was going to be distributed through Fox. Now, Ernie, I hope you're sitting down for this one. It was going to be distributed through Fox, and it was done 5 years ago during the Trump administration, right? So it was done, ready to go. And this movie is fantastic. And the acting is unbelievable. I mean, it's just, I can't say, we'll talk about it later. But this movie, then Fox gets bought out by who, Ernie?
They, them, those, I don't know who.
No, Disney. Disney bought Fox. We covered this on the show a few weeks ago. Disney, they just go and buy
everything.
They bought Pixar, they bought Lucasfilm, they bought Marvel. They went and they bought Fox a year or so ago, which is why, you know, Disney now owns the Alien franchise. Just wait till they screw that up. So the thing is, they bought Fox, which meant that they owned Sound of Freedom.
Okay, wait. Disney bought Alien franchise?
Yeah, yeah. So they bought Fox. They bought all of Fox, the whole company of Fox. Disney bought Fox just a couple years ago.
We've talked about
on the show. So every movie that 20th Century Fox has made, Disney owns. Everything. The Lethal Weapon franchise. I mean, just everything that Fox has ever done, Disney owns it now. And I mean, that's a whole other story in itself, right? I mean, that's just another reason there's so much debt. And all these franchises they keep buying, and then they destroy them because of their cultural war, the ESG. That's a whole other thing. It's so much that we talk about in the show. What I'm saying is how everything's kind of intertwined right now, and you're seeing it for what it is. Because now the Americans can see it through the internet, and we can talk about it. They can't just corral us into groupthink as they have for the last hundreds of years, or at least. I mean, in recent times, through three network televisions and Operation Mockingbird telling us all exactly how to think. But anyway, so Fox winds up getting sold to Disney. So Disney owns all of this. One of the tiny, 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 tiny little projects is this little independent movie called Sound of Freedom that they had agreed that they would distribute. Well, Disney now owns it. And Disney says, you know what? We obviously care about the children, and we have a movie about child trafficking. And you know what? We decided not to distribute it. We're just going to stick it in the vault, have a nice day, collect dust. I have no idea, Ernie, why a company that's all for children who doesn't want anything to do with a movie that deals with child trafficking, which, by the way, when you see it, this is something you think we should be, back in the 90s, something like this would, well, if they even allow it then, it would be like Oscar bait. I mean, this movie is just, it's everything to this movie. And so they just table it away. I wonder why. Has anything to do with their friends that go to a certain island or a certain people in Hollywood? We'll save that conversation for later. But Disney turns around and then tables or just sequesters, files away this movie. So they refuse to release it. So then the makers of this movie spent, years of legal wrangling trying to get this movie out. And then, to their credit, to Disney, I'll give Disney a little credit, they allowed it to be sold. And they went to Angel Studios. Angel Studios is this Mormon-based production company that became famous just the last few years. Another topic we've talked on the show, not to make this a religious...
It's a good versus evil thing, man. Here it goes.
It's not meant to be religious, but religion and culture are... religion is one of the touchstones of a culture, which is why we do discuss it on the show for new listeners. Thing is, Angel Studios is the one that made this very, very successful series on Jesus called The Chosen. Many of you have seen. And so now they're making a lot of money there, and there's so much money on that movie, that show, The Chosen. They have more movies in the pipeline, including one about the nun Cabrini, which I actually am interested because my old girlfriend went to Cabrini College back in Pennsylvania. I always wanted to know her story. So they're tackling all these topics that that mainstream production companies never would, that I think are, very fascinating. Well, anyway, they go to Angel, and Angel says, look, we'll distribute it for you, but we need money to help with the legal fees and get this distributed. So Angel had the infrastructure, and so they agreed to crowdfund it.
Yep.
So they got $5 million to crowdfund just for the initial distribution, plus the social media network, which they put together, which, again, Ernie and Freedom Phoenix talks quite a bit about the new social structure, the new parallel economy. And so this thing finally gets released. And so here's the point. A movie about child trafficking has something to say that only cost $14 million, made its money back in one day, was pushed down by Disney, who cares about children, and then was released through Angel Studios, a new up-and-coming parallel economy production company. And then this movie beats Indiana Jones that cost $350 million, all going down the toilet on top of all the other movies, has nothing to say except pushing an agenda, and beats them at their own game on opening day or opening weekend. So, I mean, that there's so much to, just tied together. We'll get to polls later about the new generation. Young people now leaning more populist, nationalist, for good or for bad, but how the culture really is changing as far as with social media, but what people are finally having enough. And I think, and I'll end it here, but, this blowback that we have talked about on the show for a few years, and again, thanks to Ernie for, realizing that this wasn't just a movie. We're not a movie review channel, of course, but how
it seems
much
like
this stuff, this pop culture plays in. I turn it into it, yeah. But how the pop culture is so essential to this. Remember, again, for newbies, is that Karl Marx always said, if you want to take down a a nation or convert them to love the government over anything else, you have to basically supersede the three things that most humans put above government. And that is their love of their family, the family unit. So you destroy the family unit. Also their love of God, or religion. So you go after religion and God, and they've been very successful at that. And then the last tenet is you go after the culture, which in many ways, you know, I mean, they've been attacking that for years. And I think Donald Trump, the phenomenon of Donald Trump was he was one of the last public guests of the American culture, warts and all, I admit. But it was that cultural pushback. So that's what this fight has been over. And this Disney movie and all of this has been a sign of, again, the canary in the coal mine. But to finish up, all of these movies, we could go a whole list of them. The Flash movie, Elemental. I mean, the Little Mermaid. I mean, this goes on. The Mandalorian, all the cable shows, Disney Plus losing subscribers, hemorrhaging more than you can imagine. Paramount subscription. Just every single movie, every one of them has failed, including movies that are still coming out, are going to fail worse than The Flash and Indiana Jones. I mean, The Flash and Indiana Jones were the top tentpole movies of each production studios. They were supposed to have been the Jurassic Park of the summer.
They were supposed to pay for all the other crap that they did.
These movies were the top. This is they were banking. Other movies can fail, but at least we have The Flash and Michael Keaton's in it, and everyone's going to swarm to the theaters for that one. And the same thing with Indiana. I mean, Indiana Jones 5. Who could resist that one? And it's the biggest tank of all time. And keep in mind, they still have movies in the pipeline just for this year. Disney has another a superhero movie coming out. I'm sorry, DC has another superhero movie called The Blue Beetle. Don't worry about it. No one's going to see it. It's an old, obscure comic book, but they're trying to make a Hispanic family part of the superhero franchise. And not only is no one going to see it, it's already worse than Flash. In the coming attractions, they call Batman a fascist. So they actually, and that's another reason people have, like, just canceled the movie. But that movie's going to fail because Flash already failed. So why would someone see the Blue Beetle? Aquaman 2 hasn't come out yet. That is going to be just destroyed even more than Flash. The same thing with Marvel movies. They have all these movies coming out. No one's going to see them because if you realize, if they're not seeing Indiana Jones, the top Disney movie, and they're not seeing The Flash, the top DC Warner movie, then every other movie that's actually under that is going to fail and collapse. So as we've talked about in the show, this is not just a movie issue. This is the entire nation. The culture just seems exhausted.
Let me inject a little bit here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Every week, Dr. Frank and I go at least 3 to 5 hours, so there's a lot of stuff we discuss. But you get a good, you know, feel for our perspective on different things and movies, you know, pop culture, comic books, TV shows, what's being taught in the schools. So we discuss a lot of things and been very predictive on what's been, you know, coming our way. What wicked this way is here. And I'm glad I got to share some of our conversation with you. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is weighing in on his presidential campaign, which is trailing that of former President Trump by 20 points in the latest polling from Florida Atlantic University.
We have been the target of the corporate media. They clearly do not want me to be the nominee, and I think it's because they know that I would beat Biden soundly. But more importantly than that, they know that I will actually accomplish the big things that we know need to be accomplished.
DeSantis tells the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show those accomplishments include shutting down the border and reversing Bidenomics. The mayor of Los Angeles is renewing her homelessness emergency declaration. Mayor Karen Bass calls the homeless crisis there a matter of life and death. The updated declaration is designed to give the mayor expanded emergency powers. It's estimated about 46,000 residents in L.A. are living without housing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I'm thinking about it, but it was just everything together. So
yeah, this has legs.
Powerful.
It's going to be.
I'll throw it back to you.
Okay. Well, this is, you know, it happened. My oldest daughter, she has, you know, all her grandkids. Literally, I mean, they are beautiful. I mean, they're on the chopping block. I mean, they'd fetch some money. You know, so this is, concerned. We're careful. And my oldest daughter, she's really out because she has, her husband is, Norwegian. So he's, you know, all their kids are blonde, blue eyed, super babes, you know, kind of thing. They fetch a high price. And, my granddaughter, she's 11 and gorgeous. And it's, she's been really adamant about, man, you stay right next to me and freaking, you know, kids on leashes kind of thing. I mean, she didn't go that far, but you might as well be because she's such a laser beam on keeping everybody in check. And, because this is a concern to her, you know, she's going, look, man, if they see in a crowd, you know, guess which one they're targeting, you know? And my youngest daughter, her youngest son, cutest kid ever. Leo is just adorable. He just goes up, talks to anybody and, you know, and, whatever. And then all our kids, you know, they're very open. They're, and we're at, many different events, sporting events, soccer, football, basketball, you know, that kind of thing. And you're among friends and so on to run around. Well, of course, you got the little pedophile, you know, scumbag that's, you know, circling the field looking for stray kids like they were leopards waiting on for a bison to, you know, separate from the herd kind of thing. And she lost Leo for 15 minutes. Longest 15 minutes. I mean, he was in there around somewhere, and of course, you sprint, the family's all looking around for, I wasn't there for this one, but man, it scared the crap out of her. And finally, you know, they found him, he got lost, and he was looking for, you know, which soccer field of whatever, you know, they wander off. And, so, what she did is she has, you know, she's one of you know, iPhone everything. So they get these little tags that you just put in their waistband. You know, it's a pin that you put on them, you know, and you can track your kid. You know, where are, boom, it's right there. You can see where they are. And some abducted children have been found this way, you know, or tracked, or they, you know, catch them. And, so she has, when they go out in the public, they have like four of these little things, you know, they put it on their keys or their purse or, and freaking their kids, you know. And a lot of people would go, oh, I can't believe you're tracking your kid. I can't believe you would keep track of, you know, that, kiss my butt, you know, that you have technology that has this option. And, you know, it's not because you're lazy and you don't want to, you know, keep an eye on them, but they're kids. They're always freaking running off in the old exploring. You know, how much do you want to beat that out of them? Or you just put like a lot of people would do, it was a thing in the 90s, they would actually put leashes on them. They were like, oh, I can't believe they're leashing their kid. I'm like, hell, that'd be a great idea. I have four kids, you know, four under four almost, and I'm like, damn, where's the leash, you know? So I had to be the leash, you know, I'm always yelling out, get your ass over here. Don't you ever get out of my sock, kick your butt, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. But so they're pretty good, but for grandchildren, they use these, I don't know what the hell they call them, their iPhone little round discs that, you know, integrate with cell phone towers or whatever, but you can track them and keep track. They do it for dogs. You know, they're having to do it for dogs up here. They call them halos. You can track them, or you geofence them. They get zapped or whatever the heck. So technology helps a lot with this kind of stuff, but I'll bet you, because of this movie and the awareness of this, yeah, they're going to have an uptick in sales, you know? So I've experienced that, you know, ourselves. Donna's had times you can't find, you know, they're in the store somewhere, you hope, you know, they're off, you know, you go find the toy section, you know, you find them there. But the, you know, stay with us. And for my youngest daughter to lose, you know, a 3-year-old son at a soccer game, you know, a bunch of soccer fields, everybody playing and everything. It was a thing. What's the first thing you do? Boom. You go to the entrance. You're in the parking lot. You make sure they don't make it out. You know, somebody's not hauling off your kid, you know, and then you kind of work from there. But it scared her enough. She bought technology.
So I want to switch this discussion a little bit to what this movie is going to do. What are the ramifications? I have a few notes on some politics.
Candidates, media, politics, campaigns, issues.
There's certain things I want to talk about the ramifications, because I really believe, and I'm curious, after you see this movie, you know, what you think.
We got to wrap it up in 15 minutes. I got another show I got to do.
Yeah. So also, I do think this is going to be a thing. I could be wrong. Maybe this is a flash in the pan. We won't be talking about it after a week. But I really think this thing's going to have legs, and it's going to open up a discussion, not to mention into an election year. So first off is what you already talked about. I mean, you already broached it, which is, you know, my concern is, are we going to be overly paranoid? I mean, it's already bad enough. We're not allowed to have our kid walk home from school. After you see this movie, I mean, you're going to have an armed escort. Every parent's going to want to do that. Not to, you know, and that to me is the wrong message at the same time. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, because we, you know, is child trafficking that much worse now than it was before, or is it the fact we finally have attention to it?
Scuttlebutt. You got to identify the scumbags, and all the sociopath, psychopath, child molesting sons of bitches. I don't need your freaking, you know, map of whatever. I need to have it on a list of I know privately, not who you allowed to get or sued to get their name off of the scumbag list or whatever, that we have a social credit score that's by the people. It's an eBay Yelp rating of that guy's a scumbag. That person's a, you know, a sociopath. That person, because it's not just the character that, you know, abducts children. They abduct your freedom. They abduct your stuff. They steal. They have no empathy. These people are natural occurring as a different species, the way their brain works throughout human history. And they're the ones that seek positions of authority and shiny badges and lab coats and Fauciisms of whatever the hell. So we need to be able to have access to information that we get to determine who the scumbags are by our criteria, and they include just about every freaking politician.
So the thing is, and yeah, for new listeners, we've talked quite a bit about antisocial disorder, and that's another discussion. But thanks. Yeah, it's a very important point to realize how real that is. They make up 4% of the human population, which has been, as far as we know, fairly consistent in time until we start talking about eugenics. That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, create some more.
But again, if 4% has always been sociopaths, then, you know, many of the evils of the world have been, maybe you might say, fairly consistent, or at least potentially. So I don't want to get bogged in about how bad child trafficking has always been or not. Is it really worse now? Or is it the fact we're just knowing more about it? Or is it becoming easier because of technology, ironically? Or is it just a sign of just how our culture is falling apart? You know, the end of the Roman Empire or empires when societies are falling apart. This is the type of corruption and crime that comes to the top. You know, child trafficking and child rape and all of this becomes an issue, you know, once the society is degraded to such a point where the whole system's falling apart. I mean, I'll give you I'm going to rattle off these things, I promise, but there's one little fun little meme, pseudo meme I want to bring up, which is just think about, you know, the contrast. This is not meant to be Republicans are better than Democrats, by the way. But, you know, back in the 80s or 90s was often said, fact, that Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, never in his 8 years took his jacket off in the Oval Office one time. He was such reverence for that position of being president and where he was. He wouldn't even take the jacket off, even if it was by himself in the Oval Office. Then contrast that, you know, 4-8 years later, and you have Bill Clinton dropping trowel in there, right? I mean, right. Just take that contrast and what that says. Now we have the similar situation. You have President Donald Trump, right? The guy doesn't even drink alcohol. He won't even drink a beer. I mean, he's getting no illicit substances, you know, whether you love him or hate him, completely against anything mind altering, right? And then the next president, we got crack cocaine, you know, below Biden, you know, in the White House, right? We just learned about. Or you can look at just health. You have RFK Jr. You know, the guy's doing push-ups at his age, and he's this healthy guy talking about concerns about untested drugs put in you. And then we've got a president right now, in contrast, who doesn't want to debate him, who can't even walk up a flight of steps, can't even make coherent sentences. I mean, you know, I don't want to read too much into it, but it's almost personification of what our country's going through, right, when you start looking at the people who've been in charge and the people who are trying to push back. Anyway, my concern is, as I said earlier in the show, with a unified culture or peace and you have less safety issues and less fear. And as you point out all the time, it's fear that drives things. And a movie like this, I fear is going to ramp up the fear issue even more. Is the answer that we just, you know, tattoo GPS on all of our kids? Maybe that's the, God forbid, if the libertarians, that's the answer, because then that way we could have our kids walk home from school or whatever, because at least we know where everybody is at, and maybe that's one way to de-escalate it, using technology that we, the parents, can decide and or get rid of as they get older. All right, that's one thing from this movie.
Yeah, you get your chip taken out when you're 18.
exactly. I can
You're free!
With that, as long as it's reversible. Now, the other is the distrust of the system. I think leading into into some of the things that's going to come out for this, especially in election year and such. There's already been the distrust. We talked about people not trusting the media, right? That started to go down. They don't trust politicians. That's been on for a long time, but they really don't trust politicians now. Then people started, you know, in the last 5 to 10 years, people now not trusting the judicial system, people feeling that there is no justice being done, that we do have a two-tier justice system, you know, that doesn't exist. And this goes both Democrats and Republicans all believing this. Then we look at the Department of Justice and, you know, the FBI and different groups. Now there's no trust in those systems. You know, it used to be, I know it's harder to believe, but there was a time, and no, Ernie, don't scoff at this. I know we have a different crowd on this channel, but, you know, the average person, you know, kind of trusted our men and women, you know, working at these government agencies trying to stop drugs and child trafficking and whatever. You know, there's a belief that at the end of the day, you know, the top law enforcement officers really were there to protect us, right? I know Ernie's probably just biting his lip on that one. But, you know, there's that distrust has been blown wide open, that people can see the politicalization. Then comes the distrust in medicine, which obviously this whole thing with Dr. Fauci, and I do have a shrine to Dr. Fauci in my house. I have like a velvet Elvis. I have a velvet Fauci with candles, and I bow down to him every day. I love Dr. Fauci because no one has done more for my profession of naturopathy than Dr. Fauci, because if people didn't trust the medical system before COVID, they certainly have now figured out they don't trust the system now. So he's been good for business. But anyway, so then now medicine, which was far removed from politics, showed people that, you know, that maybe, you know, for politicians I don't trust, but I trust my doctor. Now they don't even trust their doctor. Now when you get to this issue of child trafficking with this movie showing up and people start to piece together why, I mean, the stuff with Epstein's Island, and then with the CIA being involved, then you see the government lack of response to be nice about it over this issue, and then Disney refusing to release it, and then you got Corey Feldman and all of these things that people are starting to piece together that this is really an issue, and why is it not been talked about? How, if for all the things you discussed for a long, you know, your very good monologue on this topic. So I think the distrust in government or the system at large, you know, this is just one more huge component that people are going to say, and now this too, I can't even trust my government for not, you know, taking my kids or being part of a racket, put my kid for sale. Like, when am I going to wake up from this damn nightmare? Right? That's how I think Americans are going to look at this going into an election year is what I'm getting to. Then you have Trump, right? Always comes, we have to bring Trump at least once on the show, right? So he's going to do his campaign circuit. And about build the wall. Well, now build the wall is going to have a whole nother meaning to this. As this movie goes viral and you're seeing the importance of the wall and Tim Ballard talking to Trump about the wall, so now the wall is going to be kind of code somewhat, or he'll just come out and say it, child trafficking. So now instead of talking about the fentanyl coming over the border, now Trump just has to talk about child trafficking, and man, that is going to be, you know, a big boost for fundraising. I think people really paying attention to him on that. Next is, what is it going to do for this is an interesting one too, is what will Hollywood's response be on this? What is the media in Hollywood response? You know, we're in a world now where, you know, Trump even joked that if he says that, you know, water is good for you to drink, they'll come out and say water is bad for you, right? I mean, it's just everything's opposite. Well, how do you take an opposite position to this movie, right? It's especially from the liberals who are all, you know, save the children. This should be their issue. They're the ones that should have made this. It should have been a bunch of right-wing extremist Mormons that are sitting there and putting this movie out, being fought against by Disney, right? So that to me is, what position will they have to take? Are they going to bash them because, well, did it make $1 billion? Are they going to laugh at it for that? Are they going to say that this is all fake news, that this is all made up? Are they really going to go down that path? Well, you got Jeffrey.
Well, they're already in that position. You have Disney, you know, they're left and right. They got some pedophile grooming, whatever the hell, employee of Florida Disney World, Disneyland. They're just, you know, scum. And then they got, you know, trans guys at the Princess Castle of, you know, come in a guy dressed up in as Snow White or something. I mean, it's, oh my God. So I don't know how this is. You know,
there's going to be five things to watch.
It's going to be interesting.
In weeks, watch, because this movie makes more money. They won't be able to ignore it. As it, as it's top of the box office right now. It's been Indiana Jones. I mean, this is such a story on so many levels, and it's not just any movie. This is the movie everyone's going to be talking about. This is the movie everyone's going to be going to, and this is done by Angel. Who's Angel Studios? Now everyone's going to know about Angel. Who's the studio who took down Disney? I mean, this is incredible. So how are they going to spin this is, to me, the story to watch. And I'm saying this first on your show. We'll talk about this next. I know this is going to come up again.
Well, you subscribe to Angel Studios and unsubscribe Disney, so there you go.
No, there you go. And just one last on that list of, you know, how many things might come out of this movie and such is, how's this going to play for people like Bill Gates? I mean, already he's on the chopping block, right, in many ways, public perception. You know, the media's trying to run interference for him. Melinda Gates, man, I mean, you know, she broke up with him how quick? And she's like, you can tell she's chomping at the bit almost to talk about her anger figuring all this out. And you know how much she knows. I mean, she must know a hell of a lot more than she's ever let on. And she knows the people he palled around with. She knows how many times he's like, honey, I want to hang out with my buddy Jeffrey. Is it okay? We just want to hang out and play. We want to play PlayStation over on this island. You mind if I go hang out with the boys? You know, how many times does she hear that? And then she's finding out what the hell's going on. And now when she sees this movie, because when this movie is going to be in those movies that it's sort of like if you didn't see it, you're going to be in you're not in the in crowd, so to speak. You're going to have to at least know what everyone's talking about. When she sees this movie and you see the power of this movie, and then she looks at picture of her friggin' hubby, you know, and she see, I mean, I wonder if something like this will be enough to get people to finally start talking and start squealing on who these people are, or maybe the list of names from Epstein or whoever. I'm just saying, I think this is going to have legs in many ways. And it's, you already feel that this taboo topic has been, it's like on the brink, almost like the UFO issue, not to get into that right now, but it's a topic that's always been pushed aside. And it's because of the new media and the parallel economy and the destruction of, you know, the established narrative and all the things we've talked about. Both these topics are about to go mainstream. And once it begins to break, as you know, Ernie, once one courageous person stands up, it's easier for the next and then the next. And even, you know, you, and there's no slight to you, but you gave a good example of why you didn't take this one on. And now we're talking about it right now, thanks to the bravery of those people who made this movie. But we have to keep this going, pay it forward, talk about it, share it with friends. I sound like a YouTuber here at this point, but this is worth it. And if you want to stick it to the man and expose this corruption that's been there for so long, this is a very safe but easy, powerful way to do it. Who simply
and we have the technology. You go to freedomsphoenix.com, and you'll see, you may have to refresh a couple times for the banner ad to come up, Pirate Box. Piratebox.info is, for a couple hundred dollars, you get a half a terabyte memory stick that is all pre-done. You just plug it into your computer. You have access to IPFS network to post anything that hits the internet, is noted, and doesn't go away. All you gotta do is share that hash. You share that hash, it's not a server anywhere, it's a file that's on a bunch of servers. So that's why we did that, is for exactly this kind of dissemination of information that won't go anywhere. Matter of fact, I got, you know, a gentleman I'm interviewing here in studio, he's up here, Justin, a couple of years ago, we were working on this technology, and I wanted to demonstrate it for me. After they'd done it, they came up, we were sitting around, a campfire, it was a furnace for melting aluminum, but we're sitting there hanging out, and Justin comes in. He's out there. We're sitting outside just, you know, shooting the crap. And I go, well, you're done. And it's called, the project was Moonbeam that they had created. And they go, watch this. And they took their phone. They went, boom, took the picture, published it up. Now you can see it anywhere from any place forever and always. Can't be deleted. I go, I'll pay $1,000 for an NFT of that picture. So just to reward them for doing it. And they created that. I got the first picture of something that cannot be deleted. This was I think 2 summers ago. So I am like, you know, and we've been developing it since then to make it more grandma user friendly. And one of the products that came out of this is piratebox.info. And you see the banner ads on Freedom's Phoenix all over. You go get that. It gives you the capability to be able to take this movie, this kind of information, these documents, and put them up so they can't be deleted and always accessible with that code. You know, it looks like a Bitcoin address. You can make a QR code out of it. So that's why we've been doing this, is for exactly this kind of data access. So I'm going, you know, this is why we're doing this. And I just want, you know, people to understand the reason I've been focusing on this is because I know stories like this, many things like this. You know, death, dying, and destruction with nuclear war weapon of lion sacks of snot of these kinds of people that are doing all the nefarious things that they do, that this technology was required. And I got made fun of. You know, as much as, you know, a lot of the content creators, they're going, oh, well, that's, you know, it's hard. I need a grandma just button of, you're not going to get the people. It's not popularized. It's not mainstream. It's like, yeah, whatever. When you need it to be able to not be censored, this is what we're creating. And now it's starting to explode for exactly this reason. So I am, here we go, and you're welcome. So we got to end it here. I got a show. It's 1 o'clock. I got some others that I got. They're going to be coming in on the Zoom anyway. But Frank, another great show, good conversation. Hopefully the audience, you know, they stuck with and got something out of it. But I tell you, it is, it's going to be. I keep saying. You think censorship's bad now, you wait until war and 24.
24.
You know, it's going to be the war issue, and it's going to be the 2024 election cycle, and they have to get control, and they're losing it because of this kind of documentation and the ability to make sure that it's always available. So
this movie is an example of it. Absolutely.
Yep. Frank, Trump Report, we got it. Kind of mentioned his name a couple times, but you know, yeah, we'll get into more updated politic next time if there's not freaking God knows what the news will bring. I mean, you know, yeah.
Hey, Ernie, it's always a pleasure. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks again, audience, for hanging in. Bye bye.
All right, peace.
And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.